This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Natalie Glannon and Ellie Gray of the Sitka High School girls volleyball team. Good morning, ladies.
Hey, good morning.
All right. A couple of the stars we need to talk to. Let's go to Natalie Glannon first. Natalie, what year in school are you?
I am a senior.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you played volleyball every year in high school?
I have, yes.
Right. And what's your position on the team?
I'm a middle hitter.
Right. You know, we've had you here before earlier in the season, and where are you at in the season right now?
We're pretty much near the end of our season. This weekend we have regions coming up. We leave Thursday for that. And we will play Edgecombe and Petersburg. They're in our division. And I think that we've come pretty far this season. And I think that our team is all on the same page. And so I think that we can be pretty successful by the end of this weekend.
So the regions are in Ketchikan.
Yes.
When do you travel there?
We leave Thursday morning, I think, on the plane.
Right. And who is your first match against?
Petersburg.
All right. Yep. Where did you end up in the standings in the, and if you can recall what your record is?
I don't know the record we have, but I know that we're second in our region, so.
Yeah. So who stands first in the region?
Edgecombe.
Really? And let's talk about your expectations for this year, the regular season and over. You're heading into the tournament. Well, where did you expect to be, and why don't you assess, you know, how you feel you did for the season?
Honestly, I think I expected to be right where we are. Edgecombe is a pretty competitive team to beat, and I think that our team has come so far, and even though the score is usually what it is, like, we're playing right there with them every single game. And, I mean, we have a couple off matches, but for the most part, I think that our team is bringing out everything we have,
right.
And that's just what I wanted, and I think we can do.
Will you be able to beat Mount Edgecombe this season at all?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
We actually had a match, I think it was our first home game against them, and we actually beat them the first two sets of the game, and we actually went to five matches, and we just lost by 2 points. So, I mean, so we were right there with them.
Right. I had a couple of the Mount Edgecombe volleyballers in here earlier in the season, and they talked about a tournament that you guys were at. I believe it was in Juneau, and how they were playing some matches, and that the Sitka and Petersburg teams both got out there and started cheering for, I think Mount Edgecombe was playing a 4A team or something like that and steering for them. And they noted that was kind of an unusual circumstance. There was some pretty hot-blooded competition in here. Why don't you speak to that a little bit and talk about the camaraderie that exists?
Well, in the past, there has always been, like, a huge rivalry in, like, every single game, like, all of our I don't know. I feel like in the past there's been a lot of maybe not sportsmanship-like things that happen, and I feel like this year we just didn't want it to be like that. And during a game, we noticed, I forgot who we were playing, but we noticed that Edgecombe was cheering for us. And, like, and just the weekend before that, I think we played them, and it was, like, kind of rough, and it was, like, a little, like, there's a lot of tension. And so we, like, looked, and we're like, oh, my gosh, like, Edgecombe's cheering for us. Like, what is happening?
Right.
And so, yeah.
And you probably found out that your competitive spirit did not change at all just because you were cheering for the other
no,
team.
Yeah, no, absolutely not, yeah.
All right. Okay, let's turn to Ellie. Good morning, Ellie. And
good morning.
What year in school are you?
I am a senior as well.
All right, and what position do you play on the team?
I play outside hitter.
Okay. And you're the one that spikes the ball hard at them, gets your aggression out.
That's right.
All right. So, Ellie, tell us about assess your expectations for this year. You're headed in the tournament. You're in second place. Where did you expect to be at this time of year?
You know, it was really great coming into this team because I really had no experience with them prior to this. I just moved here this year. And so it was so impressive seeing how much progress we made And I've never been on a team like this that has so much heart and so much drive to win and to be the best they can be. And I think, like Natalie, I think we're all on the same page, and I think we're going to do great this weekend. And I feel like we're hitting our peak point of the season, and I'm so excited to see what's coming next.
Right. Did you play in other programs somewhere else before this program here?
I did. I played at Chugiak High School in Eagle River, Alaska. It was very different.
Right. Are there other seniors on the team this year?
On Sitka team?
Yes.
Yes, there are 8 of us.
Okay. Seven of us. Can you remember the other ones? You want to give a shout out to
them? Sure,
that?
Yeah. Shout out to Carly Hansen, Kayleen Kelling, Morelia Romine, Natalie G, of course, and Kyla Young and Allie Wood.
Also, we have a foreign exchange student. Her name is Dina Mato. Mm-hmm. I think she's from Albania, and so she just had her senior night, and I think she's been on C team this year, but she's had a great season. She's really enjoying it. So
right. So let's go to both of you. A quick question about what you got out of the volleyball season this year. Natalie, why don't you tell us what you feel that the volleyball program brought to you?
I feel like being in sports is a lot of pressure, but it also gives us, I think it brought me like motivation to be the best it can be. And I feel like without volleyball, I feel like I wouldn't be as motivated.
And motivated for your classes too.
Right, really? Because, yeah, I mean, senior year is kind of tough. It's like your fourth year. You're like, oh, I got to get going with this. But I feel like being in sports, like, it makes it so much easier. Like, I can just let go by the end of the day.
And, excellent.
And so when I go to practice, it's just gone, and I can just focus on that one thing. And volleyball is one of my biggest passions, and I feel like without it, I wouldn't be the same. So.
Really Ellie, important. Same question to you. What did volleyball bring to you this season?
It just brought the desire to be someone better and be someone that supports the team all the time. And it was very special this year.
Right. Your coaches, who were they this year?
Natalie Varon, Karen Krupa, and Kelly and Kevin Body.
Let's give a shout out to them and appreciate all the hard work they've done. Hey, the best of luck to you at the region tournaments, and hopefully we'll see some champions back. But if not, it's been a great season, it sounds like, to us. So I'm going to thank Natalie Galanin and Ellie Gray for coming in this morning and telling us all about the volleyball season. We wish them the best of luck at the region tournaments in Ketchikan. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.